entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Snap! Yes, yes. All right, let's just calm down here. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your goddamn ears, and the goddamn place to fucking be. I'm sorry to work blue right off the bat. Sorry to do that to you. Maybe it's because I'm getting into an argument, pre-show arguments, with your bald friend and mine, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
You know,
what?
You got rid of the show, the intro song that we used to do. You got rid of a lot of other things. I think it's time you get rid of that snap bullshit. It's fucking so 2008.
Well, I've actually been doing that for much longer.
Right, but it is
you know
a
what?
Peak at
you
2008.
If anything,
it was at its peak in 2008, and I think you should put a stop to it.
I think I should get rid of you. It seemed to work.
Whatever.
When you decided
it seemed
to
work.
When you had your little preteen.
It seemed to work. I seem that things. I seen it just differently.
Oh, so you think that you being on the show is a good thing?
Well, I'm just saying that when I stopped going on the show, I did notice that things did plummet a little bit. Let's just put it that way.
Did you see any of the numbers, Frank?
What numbers?
The show had some of its most downloaded episodes without you. I want to let you
know. Jimmy Rhodes, you mean?
No, with nobody. With just me.
Oh.
So before you get all arrogant, maybe you should fucking think
about what you actually bring. I can get arrogant all I want.
You can get what?
I can get arrogant all I want.
About what? What are you
about
so
anything?
What are you so overconfident about? What do you have that?
It's
that's so
it's
great?
Me that counts around here, not you and your fucking country clubs.
I don't know what you're leading into.
Whatever.
It almost seems as though you were trying to make some kind of association to a song that you would play in your fucking Mercury Topaz in the prime of your life.
It's a Mercury Sable. It's 2001 Mercury Sable.
Yeah, but did you also notice that I said the prime of your life, which was clearly nowhere near the your ownership of the Sable. We're talking back to the Topaz days,
oh.
Frank.
Whatever. Let's get the show on the road.
It is on the road. You decided to take a fucking stab at me, and for
I'll
no
take
reason.
A stab at you with a fucking steely knife.
You know what's you know I got it. I don't like this. You used to be a friendly, even keeled guy. Now you're just snapping at anybody. You just fucking lose your mind.
I don't take no shit no more.
You don't. You don't take no shit no more.
I'm into double negatives tonight.
Is that what you're into? You are focusing on. Why are you doing this? I noticed, by the way, for about a couple
what do
weeks.
You want?
Tell tell your fucking kid to go to bed.
All right.
Tell your kid to go to goddamn bed. I'll not have this. I will not have this.
You know, one day you'll have your own kid.
Yeah, and you know what? They'll be wise enough not to fucking interrupt me when I'm doing
yeah.
a show.
Yeah, you'll probably fucking beat your kid senseless.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. But they won't be playing horror video games and getting stalked by 60-year-olds from Staten Island. Anyway, I've noticed, Frank, that you've, since you said you decided to not take no shit, you go through phases of, like, new speech patterns. Like for a couple of weeks, you were trying to speak like a Jamaican, I guess, where you were saying you wouldn't say my, you would just say me, like mini earth, for no reason. And now it's double negatives. You're not taking no shit.
Right.
Why do you constantly reinvent yourself like this?
The way I reinvent myself is because that's how you become
transient.
When you reinvent yourself, you don't become static. You become dynamic. And I am a dynamic individual.
You're a dynamo.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're choosing the worst ways ever to reinvent yourself. You realize that, right?
I've changed my wardrobe. I've changed the way I do my my hair.
What, you're letting it grow out? You don't have any hair.
I'm letting it grow out.
Are you growing the sides out?
I'm growing the sides out, and I'm going to look a little different.
You want to turn over a new leaf, maybe improve yourself? Why don't you get an art project going of like a time lapse of that fucking hair?
Maybe I'll make a fucking bird so somebody can go across it with a fucking cutter and just slice the bottom of it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know damn well what I'm talking about. Don't play fucking coy with me, boy.
Wait. Maybe you'll build a bird?
Maybe I'll make a painting of a bird and put it in the fucking hallway of the school and have somebody take a fucking cutter and slice the bottom of it.
You know, you're acting as though this is some kind of personal passion that I put and not
watch
an art
tell
me
a story. Why don't you be truthful and come out with it then?
Well, that's how I was going to intro it. But since you want to be so fucking adamant and jumpy, Frank is referring to maybe a 5-foot by 3-foot painting that I did in high school that is at my parents' house. And when Frank went over to co-host, he noticed that there was a big gash through the bottom third of it. And he's like, What happened here? You fucked it up. Like getting real arrogant and cocky like he always does. And I said, oh, you know, it was an art project. They hung it up in the hallway. And, you know, in the hallways of a high school, kids just fucking destroy anything. So they took a pen, a Bic pen, and just dug it in because it was like foam core. Do you know what foam core is, Frank?
No, I do not.
Well, if you don't know, it's like 2 thin pieces of cardboard sandwiched with foam. So it's like a quarter inch thick, and there was a painting done on it. And someone just fucking sliced it with a Bic pen right through the middle of it. And my parents have it hung up at their house. And Frank, as he always does wherever he is, likes to just collect details that he thinks of while he's pleasuring himself in his lonely little office downstairs. That's the only explanation why you could have that just on the tip of your tongue to mention to me. I don't know how else you could just fucking pull that out of your mind, unless it was just a fresh thought. Unless that recently came up in the course of being you. So thank you for bringing that up and then basically adding nothing to it. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you doing? Because here's the thing. For any new listeners out there, those of you who've maybe chosen to download this, Frank...
God knows why.
Yeah, I don't know why you did. Frank has decided to just ruin this episode. What he'll do...
I'll ruin every fucking thing there is, man.
You
don't fuck with me.
You already have. Why are you like this now? Why are you so confrontational?
I'm just acting around. Let's go back.
No, that's fuck that. That's bullshit because I was on the phone with you while you're driving and you just start screaming at people for no fucking reason.
Man, like, maybe if you had a green toenail, you'd feel the same way.
Like a lunatic. Okay, well, wait. A green toenail?
My toenails have turned green and black.
Green and black. You have a green and black toenail.
And I think I sent you a photograph of that.
Hold on. I see it coming in now. That's not your foot.
That's my toenail.
Dude, there's no way that's your fucking foot. That is the mark of somebody who's about to lose a toe. You don't just get, and it's not green. Like, you think green. You're thinking Kelly Green. You're thinking, like, let's dye our hair and drink fucking piss and celebrate the 17th of March. Let's all pretend to be named fucking Seamus. But no, this is like Hunter Green, borderline purple black.
Right. Well,
what
I suffer from
what the you and you want to talk about raising children? You can't even take care of yourself. What the fuck happened to your foot?
I suffer from a problem known as nail fungus, and for many years I hid in the closet about my problem. But I'm going to come out and say that I have a toenail fungus problem.
This is really fucking vile, by the way. I don't know if you can. You can't fucking see it. To hell with it. You know, just picture this. We've all had wood shop in school. And the one crazy former fucking contractor that teaches the class who really can't be employed anywhere else will usually have some kind of a fucking nail that snuck its way under a drunkenly swung hammer. It's that black nail because it was just smashed. I ask you what happened to your foot, because in this picture, your fucking toenail is black, as though it was either run over, by a car or smashed with a mallet. But this is just fungus, you're saying.
Right.
This black, broken, rotting nail is fungus that you've just let go.
I don't know if it's let go. It's just that I haven't found a cure for it.
You haven't found a cure for it? Right. What about Lamisil?
Not that I've looked.
You've had this before. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Those things will give you very bad side effects, I hear. And I'm already on enough medication as it is. I don't want to add anything else to my regimen.
Wait, hold on. Very bad side effects for Lamisil lotion on your foot.
No. It's not a lotion. It's the pill you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this? How about the side effect of having a fucking black toenail? That, by the way, your cure, your treatment for this is to just peel it off and let it grow back. Do you even scrape underneath it? Do you do anything?
Well, what happens is underneath it...
When you have your fucking soft-shell crab toe with no nail on it?
Have you ever... And do you like walnuts?
Do I like walnuts? Yeah, I like walnuts.
Okay, you ever open a walnut sometimes, and sometimes you get a walnut and the meat of it is black, a little black?
Yeah, the moldy, rotten meat.
Right, and you take a whiff of it sometimes. I mean, at least I do. What's what it smells like?
Well, you take a whiff because you want to make sure the black color of the walnut is that it's bad. It's always bad.
Obviously, if it's black, you're not going
to
eat it.
It's always bad, but for some reason, you sniff food to make sure it's bad, to verify. It's the final step. If it smells gross, you're not going to want to eat it.
Right.
Well, I mean, gross relative to what it normally smells like. Wait a minute. You peel this nail off. Right.
About once every 3 months, that I will take the nail. I will rip the nail off. Whole nail.
Tell me that when you rip this nail off, what kind of shit is underneath it? Is there anything worth scraping?
There's a lot of things that you could scrape off of there: gooey, crusty stuff, bile, things of that nature.
Let me even go out further on a limb. You have this delicious clam on a half shell that you call your toenail, your rotten fucking...
Would you smell my toenail if I took it off, if I took it off?
What's in it for me? Because honestly, people that would say yes to that either have a cash reward coming their way, they've done something in which they owe you a favor, or they genuinely like that. And I don't think any of them apply to me. So why the fuck would I do that?
All right.
What would you get? I would do it for... I don't know, $50. I would smell your disgusting nail, $50. I think that's a bargain too, by the way.
That is a bargain, actually. I will consider that.
There's no way I'm putting that fucking thing anywhere near my face. Has Donna ever, you know, decided
no,
to
I
try something?
No, I've chased
her
around
maybe
the house with it, but she won't. My kids. Sometimes I'll make Luke smell it.
Wait, you'll make your son smell your foot?
Well, no, I'll ask him, and sometimes he'll do it. No, not my foot, my nail.
You know, everything you do, pretty much, that you say you do on here, is basically a foretelling of the transcript between him and a trained therapist. He's going to be mentioning that my father put his disgusting shoes in my face and laughed.
But speaking of smells... When you have your honey bunches of O's in the morning...
My honey what?
Your honey bunches of O's.
It's not honey bunches of O's, you motherfucker.
I thought you said that was your favorite cereal.
Well, I like Honey Nut Cheerios. I like
Wheaties. Oh, I knew it was something with honey in
but
it.
But it's not honey... It's honey bunches of oats.
Oh,
you don't have
I thought it was
bunches,
honey bunches of O's.
You don't have bunches of O's. Oats.
When you get your honey bunches of O's or your
oats!
Cheerios or whatever... And you open that refrigerator, and it's a couple days past, and you smell it. It still smells good. Will you still drink it?
Wait, the milk?
Yeah.
Frank, I'll have you know right now, I have a gallon of milk where you can see every time an amount was drawn from it because there's a mung line. And it's about a week past, and I'm still Hold on. I'm still looking forward to tomorrow's bowl. I have a fucking graduated cylinder of mung lines in my milk jug.
You see, even if it smells good, but it's still overdue, I won't drink it.
Why?
Because it's just a mental thing. You know, I'm not going to drink it after it's past the due date.
I don't understand why. I mean, you know, these expiration dates, like, there are people that are like, oh my God, I'll never drink that Coca-Cola. It's expired. Like, they put those dates out there with ample padding so they can't get fucking sued. A lot of times it's a use by. Most times it's a sell by. And it's used by for peak freshness. Well, I don't give a fuck. Obviously, I'm drinking milk that, you know, is partially solid. I won't lie. Occasionally, you do get a clump.
Are you a fan of iced coffee?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'm not a fan of iced coffee.
So, thank you. Where does that come from?
No, because you talked about clumps of milk, and when I think of clumps of milk, I think of iced coffee.
Oh, because the little small piece of ice, yeah, you think is like some kind of curd?
Right, exactly.
But it's a cold, freezing curd that you could like crunch through and shatter. You don't eat like cottage cheese?
I like cottage cheese.
Just think that you're drinking really thin cottage cheese when you're drinking bad milk. I don't know, Frank. How are you ever going to be poor and live? When the balloon goes up, as my dad likes to say, as if, you know, trench warfare is still fucking going on and the Germans are going to charge in with fucking bayonets. When the balloon goes up, Frank, and the shit is going down, what are you going to do? You're going to throw out your milk? You're not going to drink? If there was a war going on and you had a fucking gallon of milk and that's all you had, would you drink it if it was expired? Obviously you would. So just pretend you're always at war. By the way, I'm posting your toe picture. I hope you don't mind. It'll be on my Tumblr, djnewstyle.tumblr.com, with the generous caption of Frank's gross toe fungus. And that's generous because it's 1,000 times worse than that description. It really is disgusting, Frank. And for someone who you're essentially a hypocrite, because you'll scoff at a worker who comes to do stuff at your house that doesn't remove their shoes, or you'll ask them to, you know, not sweat on the couch or something. Like haven't you had workers over where you gave special instructions, like, to take their shoes off and, like, just wear thick socks?
We had,
What are you doing? Can you fucking just do the show? I hear doors shutting. Frank, what are you doing? Oh my God, I really want to cut into
all right.
You. I want to fucking just see what your rib cage looks like.
We had people, Donna's been wanting to get rid of a lot of old toys and household goods that we have in our crawl space and the backyard, old playhouses and whatnot. So we hired some people, junk removers, to remove some stuff, in the house.
And these are your kids' toys?
Old kids' toys, playhouses, things of that nature.
And these people are specifically, that's what they do. They remove this
junk.
Right,
they're junk removers.
Okay.
And whenever we've had movers in the house before, vis-a-vis when we moved both times, every time they would cut their hand and bleed all over my stuff. It never failed. They would always cut their hand and bleed. So I said to myself, you know what? I don't want this time. So I said to the guy, listen, I said, my daughter has a phobia with strangers' bare hands. You need to wear gloves when you enter my house.
You're blaming it on your fucking dog.
I blamed my phobia on my kids. So they came in the house, and he had a box of surgical gloves with him, and he put the surgical gloves on, and they would rip like every 2 seconds, so you had to keep stopping and putting new surgical gloves on.
I can't believe – wait, were you watching him do this, or did you just say, it's in there, take it out? So, I mean, you obviously –
No, I saw him putting the gloves on and taking them, because they kept – I don't know if – you ever put the surgical gloves on? I'm sure you've had surgical gloves on before.
Can you just call them fucking rubber gloves, please?
They're surgical gloves. They're not rubber gloves. They're surgical gloves. There's a difference between rubber gloves and surgical gloves.
Yeah, but you're not you're not a person who can say surgical, because you say surgical.
But have you ever had surgical gloves on?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever had surgical gloves on?
I have worn surgical gloves.
Okay. A lot of times you put them on and they'll rip.
Fuck.
They'll rip.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Especially if there's not a lot, no powder in there. Sometimes they put powder in there.
So this guy obeyed your command, and
yeah, big
and
meat hook hands. So every time he would put it in, that, it would break.
So he obeyed your command, and he also stuck with it to the point where he brought an entire box and changed every time. You know why they're doing this, Frank?
Why?
Because they're going to take these toys and sell them to kids that are going to just jerk off all over.
I asked him what he does with this stuff because we had old TVs. I got rid of my stereo that I got in 1986, my stereo with my big speakers, my component system. That's before your time. You don't know about that.
Okay.
I used to have a double cassette deck. I used to have two cassettes and one component.
Yeah. Listen here, Frank. That shit is getting – anything that they can sell is getting sold.
I asked him. He says, no, we just throw it in the dumps.
I'm so sure he does. What does it matter? That's like when you say, oh, is my dog going to die without pain? Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. No pain whatsoever. Meanwhile, they'll fucking swing him around like a goddamn...
lots of buffers.
Like a goddamn tomahawk and just throw it. What'd you say?
Lots of buffers. Yeah, lots of buffers.
What the buffers, fuck is that?
Lots of buffers.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Lots of buffers.
Well, as you know, it was Mob Week. This week. I don't know if you're familiar with Mob Week. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor, president-elect, former presidential...
President-elect.
Potential presidential candidate, hosted a thing called Mob Week this week. And you had Godfather 1, 2, and some other movies as well.
Well, I did watch some of them. I watched Scarface on Mob Week.
Okay. Now, that shouldn't be on Mob Week. I don't know why that got thrown in there.
You don't think Scarface belongs in as a mob movie?
The original Scarface was Alphonse Capone. He was the original Scarface.
Yeah, I guess, right? I guess.
But this wasn't the original Scarface movie from the 1940s, was it?
No, obviously not. No, okay. No one would ever request that.
The movie Scarface with Alphonse, and I call him Alphonse, because that's his real name in real life.
Is it really? Alphonse?
Yeah, Alphonse Pacino.
You said Alphonse Cappuccino. Alphonse.
Oh my God! I just laughed just now and I got dizzy. I just got dizzy. All right.
It's the fungus. The fungus has worked its way to your small
pea
brain.
That movie came out in 1983.
Yes.
And I saw that movie in the movie theater with my father in 1983. I was 13 years old. I saw that movie in the movie theater in 1983. You were just 3 years old back then.
Thank you. I can do the math. Now, did you go there expecting it to be a remake of the of the Capone movie?
All I know is because there was a lot of F words in that movie.
I think there were 182.
Right. F's. Every time somebody would curse, my father was like, "Ugh!" Because my father would get, you know, I guess embarrassed or like, "Jeez," like that he would do because there was so many F words.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 You go. Oh,
was he wearing a suit to the movies?
No, he was not wearing a suit. But this is 1983. I saw this in the movie house. I remember seeing it in the movie house too. There's a scene in the beginning of the movie where his friend is getting a chainsaw to his head in a bathtub. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I just saw the fucking thing.
Okay.
Can you do the entire listening audience a favor and just abandon the phrase movie house? You know, really, it is a fucking theater. It's a goddamn theater or cineplex. It's not a goddamn movie house anymore. Okay? It hasn't been for a long fucking time.
I'm nostalgic that way.
The guy with the little fucking elastic bands on his arms.
Now, do you remember?
And the fucking soda jerk shirt playing fucking piano to a silent movie. That was a movie house.
Right.
You don't see Scarface in a fucking movie house. Just say theater, please. I know you have some kind of, you want to be different thing. You're almost like trying to be like hip with your word choice, but you're failing. I'm sorry. You asked me if I remembered something, and I just was too fucking fed up with you and your existence.
Or whatever, the difference it makes.
So you saw Scarface at the movie house with your dad, and he got really upset.
Well, because it was so much cursing, you know? And I remember at the part where some guy put a chainsaw to his head. See on TV they tone it down a little bit. I don't know if you've ever seen the real uncut version.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's pretty intense.
It is pretty intense. How did your father think about the end where his sister is saying, "You want to fuck me, Tony?
You want to fuck me, Tony? You
want
to fuck me?
That's what you want, don't you?" With their fucking 70s bush almost poking through the goddamn undies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's not even 70s. Was it it was placed in the 70s, right? Or was that just real time for the day? Was that a period piece?
I think it was the 70s.
Wait, why are you clapping?
I wasn't slapping my
belly button. Did someone toss you a fish?
No, I was slapping
seal?
My belly button.
I can't tell you how fucking grossed out that makes me. That you just slap your belly button for no reason.
I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago. And,
congratulations.
Thank you. And when I put my suit on and before we left, I had to actually get on the bed and lie down and zipper it up because I wasn't.
You have to do that move that they always go to whenever chicks are trying to put jeans on and it's their special
right.
time.
Right.
On the commercials for whatever fucking cunt wash right. pill that they're trying to show.
So what happened was during the course of the wedding, and by the way, it was a Sunday wedding, which I don't know if you've ever been to a Sunday wedding, but it's
miserable.
Yeah.
A Sunday wedding? Really?
Right. Yeah.
That's almost as bad as like let's have a fucking wedding that everybody has to fucking travel to.
How many weddings have you been to in your lifetime?
Ballpark over 10. Let's just say over 10.
Was a Sunday night wedding? A Sunday night is the time you want to wind down, and you know you don't want to get all rambunctious. But anyway, I had my suit on, and during the course of the evening, the tails of the shirt were starting to get bunched up, and I was getting so aggravated that I pulled my shirt out, and I had my shirt out of my pants, and Donna saw me and she yelled at me. She said, "You can't walk around with that." Okay.
Wait, at the end of the night?
Nah, it was maybe halfway.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, at the end of the night, you see the tired old men in various states of disrepair with their fucking tie around their head, or
right.
you know, they're throwing their fucking jacket around as they play some fucking Bob Seger song, and the little fucking idiot kids are going playing a blow up saxophone. They're going, you know, yeah. I mean, that's acceptable. Who gives a shit? You already ate, right? At that point, have you eaten?
I don't know if we had them. Probably, yeah. But
how about this? Were there still festivities? Like, was the cake going to be
Yeah,
cut?
It was before the Venetian table and everything.
Okay, well, maybe that was a little bit. You got to keep it together until it's just dance time.
All right, so what happened was, she said, "You better put your shirt tails back in your pants." So I went to the bathroom, and I unbuttoned my pants, pulled my pants down to my ankle, my knees, and put the shirt tails back in. Pulled my pants back up. I couldn't get it buttoned. I couldn't button my pants. So I had to spend the whole rest of the night with just a belt around me and my fucking pants. Everything was open. My underwear, you could see everything. And I had to just fucking – it was fucking embarrassing.
Belt. Like a marooned cruise passenger, just hoping that your pants can just stay up by
right.
By
so
tying,
I was sat
tying
down
rope
night,
around
I,
your
I,
waist.
I looked like I was doubled over in pain all night because I had to like lean forward so people wouldn't see that my underwear was showing and everything.
Oh God, your underwear was really visible. How far apart was were the goddamn zippers?
Pretty far.
Jesus Christ. Are we talking like 6 inches?
Yeah, because
you can
I
see the full
pants.
Crotch panel.
I wear my pants below my waist, and so when I was trying to pull them up, they I needed to lie down, and obviously I wasn't going to lie down on the fucking bathroom floor.
Yeah. So, wow. Thank you for that. Thank you. You're just in all sorts of fucking disrepair. You are failing at every level.
You know what?
I want to share something on
go
the
ahead,
show.
I apologize.
That you kind of shared a story with me when we'd spoken earlier. Not now, but whatever. You have started to just follow people that you feel have done you wrong when you drive. Like, you did it once, and it ended up being a woman, and you felt bad, or whatever. I don't even.
No,
know.
I didn't feel bad. I, you know, she cut me off, and I decided to follow her.
Yeah.
she didn't give me any wave of I'm sorry or anything, so I followed. And I didn't know it was the first time. I didn't know it was a woman before I followed her.
Yeah. So but then you figured it out, and it felt good to you. So now you decided to do it again.
I followed her into a Wawa, and I started yelling at her. I said, and on top of that, not only did she cut me up, but she threw her fucking cigarette butt out the window, which is a huge pet peeve of mine. I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
And I yelled at her. I says, use the fucking ashtray in your car, you fucking animal. And she says, then she says to me, well, who's the animal? And I guess she was right, because I was yelling like an animal.
That's true. But you did it again. You didn't learn your lesson.
But then she said to me that there's no ashtray in the car.
Yeah, that happens.
So I did it again, and I followed someone.
What happened that led you to do it again? I mean, it's not. Don't say I did it again like you just decided to follow someone.
No, she cut me off. She without apologizing.
Not the same person. Could you just set this up a little better, please?
You dumbass.
You fucking dickhead.
This happened a couple days ago, Jack White. So I followed her. And to the point where, you know, to the point where I wanted to, there was a red light coming up, and I wanted to make sure I got side to side with her at the red light so I could fucking yell at her.
Oh, so you perfectly planned it, and
right.
You pulled right up alongside of her.
Right, and I had to do some maneuvering with some other cars in order to get there, and I fucking yelled, and I spit out the window onto her fucking car.
And I'm sure she was so upset with you.
And she didn't even look. She didn't even bat a fucking eye.
So
she had her fucking thermos, and she didn't even bat a fucking eye.
So you stopped there, obviously. Like, you started yelling, and then you spit, and she didn't do anything, so you just stopped?
Yes.
Really? That's not what you fucking told me. You actually told me a fucking much crazier version of the story.
I don't know who's listening.
Hmm. Oh. I'm sorry. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak, a man who jumped in the passenger seat and started pounding on his own window and screaming at the woman to the right of him. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Disgusted.
Yeah. We all are.
Let me ask you a question, Frank.
Yeah.
What were the sexes of these two altercations? The adversary. What sex
unbeknownst
were
to me, they were females, but I had no idea of that.
Oh, they were both females.
Jackass, are you fucking deaf? I said that I didn't know what they were until I went over there. Dummy.
But when you saw them, you still chose to confront them.
I'm not going
to
say
them.
When I saw them, I didn't. You know, okay.
If it was LeBron James, you would in a goddamn Escalade, you would not have done shit.
If it was London World James, I wouldn't have done anything.
LeBron.
Believe me,
it's LeBron James.
But I did slide over to the passenger side and started banging on my fucking window.
And you're at a stoplight. Would you put it in park so you could hop over? You hopped over the console into the passenger seat and started pounding on your own window like a fucking zoo animal. The fuck is the matter with you? Did she eventually acknowledge you?
No, she didn't even fucking look.
And then the light turned green. She just drove away.
She took off.
Yeah. And then what?
You ever followed somebody?
No.
You had to hesitate for a minute. Have you ever followed somebody?
I have, but it never ended up with anything. You got to the point where I'm like, what am I fucking doing? What am I going to do? I'm going to get out and yell at him like George Costanza and Danny Tartable. Fucking just yell at a guy 20 miles down the goddamn highway? No. Stop it. Maybe 2 minutes maximum. And then I'm like, fuck this. Who cares?
Hey, Frank.
What did
Frank,
you say?
With George Costanza and Danny Tartable, what was the reason that he made that obscene gesture at George and Danny?
Well, the guy had something wrong with his finger. The passenger of the car, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a cast. Okay.
Yeah, I want to mention something about it. Good night, honey.
By the way, spoiler alert to anybody in 1999.
Okay, you know, Ed, I want you to stay on the line because you told me something a couple days ago that I found utterly ridiculous. You know what I had tonight for dinner? I had a good old-fashioned American meal, meatloaf. You enjoy meatloaf, Kenny?
I have been known to have the occasional slice of meatloaf, yeah. Okay.
Ed McGrath is 39 years old.
Excuse me?
I mean, 38.
Thank you.
Wait, did you just make a kiss noise to Ed McGrath?
No.
I love you.
Well, hold on. Wait, why are you kissing your microphone?
It's a little uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, you are obsessed with him, so this is your dream come true, isn't it?
I love you.
Can you do the fucking show, Frank, you bald fuck?
My kid is a priority.
No, it's not. Your kid is not a priority.
Ed has never in 38 years had meatloaf, and I found that...
What?
I found that...
Very true.
That's bullshit.
I can't fathom that. How could you... And I says, how could you... You mean... He goes, my mother never made it. How could your mother have never made meatloaf?
Just shut the fuck up, Ed.
Apparently, my old man didn't like it. She never, ever, ever made meatloaf.
And so you never tried it. You never thought,
never had it at a friend's house. No, nothing. Never made it myself.
You're almost 40 years old. Do you realize you haven't been under your mother's thumb in some time?
That is very true.
You could have had a goddamn...
But I'm a single guy. I'm not going to make a whole fucking meatloaf
Like you've never been to fucking Boston Market. It was double soused. You could have had a nice double soused slice.
Ken, do you like your meatloaf with gravy or without gravy?
Without. I don't. To be honest, I don't really like meatloaf. I got to tell you, I don't because I've been burned out on it. That was a go-to dish of my mom. She would make that and then just let it cook, and then we'd eat it. And she tried to be creative with it. And it was good. She would revitalize it by, I don't know, stuffing it with some fucking mashed potatoes and cheese.
Oh, my mother did that too.
Yeah, it was like, you saw it the first time, you're like, you know what, dude? My fucking mom just created the greatest invention ever. She stuffed the meatloaf. I'm like, yeah, they do that all the time. I'm like, oh, then she's really not creative, and she probably just got it from somebody else. So I'm not really that big a fan of meatloaf. But Ed, I can't believe, I find it hard to believe.
I've never ever had meatloaf.
You fit the exact profile of someone who, like, if a meatloaf had been stolen from somewhere and they had a lineup of people and you were in that lineup, they would say, you know what? I can't eliminate that guy. I bet you he has tasted and enjoyed meatloaf.
I would take a lie detector test right on the spot. I've never had it.
Yeah, and you are an Italian man.
Half Italian.
Half Irish.
What was your mother?
Just like you.
Your mother did the cooking, correct?
Italian, yep.
And she was Italian.
You guys have a lot in common because you're both half Italian and half Mick.
Okay.
And the Italian side is the mother's side.
Okay, great. Now, thank you, Frank, for that fucking pop-up video blurb of nothing. Ed, as a person with an Italian mother, you had to have had a fucking meatball. Have you not had a meatball?
Yeah, I have had a meatball.
So you've had a mini meatloaf. Do you understand that's all it is? It's just it's ground beef and shit.
It's a large meatball?
Yeah, it's basically it. I mean, you can make different varieties of it, but so can you with meatballs.
I like mine with the onion soup mix.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lipton's onion soup mix?
See, this is another thing that irritates me. Best in Show Chris, who, by the way, in his youth, has been known to dabble and enjoy little pinches of raw meatball meat that his mother would feed him. Like you're rewarding a dog that didn't shit the kitchen floor. Just make him stand up, sit pretty, and just take a little pinch of meat and feed it to him raw. And he loved every goddamn little pinch of it.
But this got me thinking, Kenny.
First of all, don't call me Kenny. What I was going to say that I hated is he says, yes, meatloaf caked in ketchup. Who the fuck does that? Obviously not Ed. I'm sorry.
The thing about putting ketchup in meatloaf is what happens, the ketchup cools the meatloaf. Because a lot of times the meatloaf is hot and the ketchup will cool it. And it'll be able to eat it.
Well, wouldn't that be the same thing with a hamburger? Wouldn't it be any... meat that you put ketchup on?
Exactly.
So are you anti-ketchup is what you're saying?
I'm not anti-ketchup on a meatloaf sandwich the day after. A meatloaf sandwich the day after.
Why are you saying it like that?
It's the way I talk.
You don't say it like
that. Like a
homo? I know you don't
now,
say
Kenny,
it. Like
is
you're
there,
trying to be the captain of the pinafore.
Is
you
there
fucking
a,
dickhead.
A,
shut
a
up.
Food, a very popular food that most people have eaten that yet you have not eaten. Is there anything like that there? Or no?
I don't fucking know. There might be, sure.
Okay, thanks for that.
Sorry I couldn't dig down deep and find a popular dish that I've never eaten.
Take the fucking pliers and pull it out of you.
Well,
I don't
know.
Know
I was actually chatting.
Hold on, Ed. Hold on one second.
I apologize,
Frank. I'm sorry that right off the bat, I don't know of a popular dish I haven't eaten. Obviously, you must have one that you've never eaten. So why don't you go ahead and tell us what you've never eaten that everybody else has?
Eggplant Parmesan.
You've never eaten that?
No.
Really?
Have you?
Yes, I have. I don't like it. I really don't like it.
By the way, as an aside, I was talking to Donna, and she told me something else Frank has never eaten.
What'd you do a couple days ago, Ed?
What did you do a couple days ago, Ed?
Why don't you tell us about that, Ed? All right? Yeah.
Frank, is there something wrong?
Why don't you tell us what you did a couple days ago if we're gonna go there?
Why are you
hold on.
Me?
Can I just make a little joke. I want to set this up a little bit, guys. What you're witnessing now is what is commonly known as a lover's spat. Ed said something that Frank didn't agree with, and Frank decided, instead of reconciling their difference immediately, to come back with spite. And that's not how love works, yeah. Frank. That's not how love works.
Here I made a little, joke thing. Obviously,
What were you referring to, Ed?
It was a joke. You fucking take a guess.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Anyway, by the way, Frank, your toenail picture is on djnewstyle.tumblr.com, and I also tweeted it to my followers, my numerous followers, totaling over 500 at twitter.com/djnewstyle. And I must say, it is fucking vile. Ed, did you get a chance to see his toenail?
He sent it to me. He insisted upon sending it to me.
Frank, are you proud? Are you proud of your fucking, your terrible, like, everything that's bad with you?
No.
Like, this isn't a good thing. This isn't something that you should be proud of.
Did I ever say I was proud of it? I'm just telling you what I'm suffering from.
You know what? I get unprompted picture messages only when a friend of mine has a child. Or when something disgusting falls off of you or grows on you. So obviously you're fucking proud of it.
Okay, you're the one who fucking used to text me pictures of your shit.
I never...
Okay, you used to send me pictures of your sea snake shit, as you used to call it.
Yeah, but I'd only do... By the way...
You used to refer to your shit as sea snake, for crying out loud.
Well, it was... some of my shits are very sea snake-like. But what I would like to do with that is when people would brag about their dog or their new bike or their new car, something you're very proud of, they're showing me pictures of that I don't really want to see, I would say, oh my God, I have the same one. And I'd pull up a picture of my shit, zoom in on it, and I'd show, look, he loves the water. He loves the water. So I would do that usually in response to some other action that I wasn't fond of. And you have been known to send me pictures of your, like, ripped open shoes or whatever the fuck, or just a shredded fucking toenail.
Well, what happened is my one toenail on the side, it's so long and talon-like that it put a hole in my sneaker.
Wait, toenail on the side?
Right.
Wait, are you growing a toenail out of the side?
No, the ring finger of the toe, the second to last toe, is the nail is like a talon. So it put a hole in my sneaker. My sneaker's all ripped open on the side.
You have a coke nail on your toe, your ring toe?
A coke nail?
Yeah, like a little scoop.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little scoop.
And it cut through your shoe? It
cut through my shoe. And Ed, I think I texted you a picture of that?
Yes, there's a shoe with a fucking rip on the side. And I don't know if I've seen anything more disgusting in my life. Aside from his toes, of course.
Ed, would you say that you two have a very special bond? Because I didn't get that. I didn't get that picture.
I guess so. I mean, it was very gay.
All right, I'm going to say something even gayer right now.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And Ed, I hope you don't mind. But
what Frank is going to do is he's going to intimately he's going to describe the texture.
Ed, I know you're not going to mind me telling you that you did this, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But he sent me a picture of his barefoot, too.
Yeah, and what was the premise I sent you on it?
You said this is what a foot is supposed to look like.
These are what toenails are supposed to look like.
That sounds like a thinly veiled defense for two fucking lonely guys with male foot fetishes.
Gay, it was embarrassing.
You guys traded foot shots. You realize that?
Gay.
You guys are the first two members of a fucking male foot fetish ring. You're fexting each other. You are fucking gross. So, Ed, you received a picture of a disgusting foot. Your first impulse is, well, let me show him what I got going on. Why don't you get a gander at my best socks? Rest in peace.
Frank, would you admit that I have nice toenails?
You know what? I didn't look very closely because looking at another man's foot made me a little uneasy.
All right.
So, you know.
Okay. Yeah, your toe is horrendous, by the way.
You didn't notice any green toenails, right?
I didn't see any black. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's not something to be proud. You are proud of this, Frank.
I'm not proud of. I just want you to know what I've been through and what I'm suffering from.
What you've been
through. And then whose fault is it?
Frank, it's neglect. It's fucking neglect. It's like those hoarder shows. They're like, oh, look what I have to live with. Yeah, it didn't just fucking, all that shit didn't just fall into your bedroom, you know, Tuesday.
Well, it's hereditary because, people in my family have had this as well, so it's a hereditary thing.
Are you talking about your grandmother with the hoops?
No. I'm saying, you know, my mother, my father, and my brother suffered from this, from these things as well.
Frank, maybe that's what your grandmother with the hooves had. Mm. You did show me pictures of her feet. They looked very similar to yours.
Right.
Actually, they looked worse than yours. Like, yours looked worse than hers.
Well, you got to realize they were 90-something years old when I sent you that picture.
And what I'm saying is hers looked better than yours.
Right.
Her 97... year old 45 degree ankled feet looked a lot better. Anyway, Ed, I thank you very much for calling in and sharing your disgust of Frank. I appreciate it, buddy. Everything good with you?
Oh yeah, everything's great.
Okay, thank you. That's all. See, by the way, that Frank is exactly what I expect whenever I ask somebody how they are. Not like, well, you know, some anecdote. No, good, great, not too good. And then if I really care, I might pry and say, oh, what's wrong? Or just be like, sucks, and walk away. Is that your go-to when you meet somebody? How are you? Do you say that?
I usually go, how you doing? I'm usually a how you doing
kind
of guy.
And you don't expect anything real to come back from that, do you?
I don't give a shit if it comes back or if it doesn't come back.
Interesting. I think that's a bunch of bravado. If you said that to somebody, how you doing? And they're like, well... you know, not too good. I actually have a really disgusting, terrible brown, green, purple toe. And there's Greek yogurt that's stuck behind it. And I can't get it until like a month later when I can peel the nail off. And honestly, I think I'm going to lose my toe. I've showed several diabetics my toe. And they said that looked exactly like mine before it fell off. Are you going to get that looked at, Frank?
It's not a priority.
What if you could lose your toe from this?
You're not going to lose your toe from toenail fungus.
Yeah. Also, you could say, well, it's toenail fungus. How bad could it be? And then we see these pictures and we realize it's pretty fucking bad. You could probably lose it. What if it gets in your fucking bones? I think eventually you're going to let it go and you're going to get some kind of a fucking terrible, terrible disease where your feet rot and you actually lose things.
I think it's. I wonder if it's because my feet are always closed up.
You do now. Yeah, you have a perfect ecosystem in those fucking white nurse shoes that you refuse to remove.
You still got those brown sneakers you wear?
No, I don't. I've got.
Oh, really?
I've done something called purchasing new shoes.
Oh, it's about time. Like, man, I knew who had brown sneakers.
Yeah, the only one ever. I had them custom made.
You had what?
I had them custom made, like they don't make brown shoes.
I went. When's the last time you've been to the Jersey Shore?
It's been quite a while. I would say after the prom, I didn't attend. That's okay. When I went.
I did something that most people probably wouldn't think I did, but I went to Long Branch, New Jersey, Seven Presidents
Park. Did you see the haunted mansion at Long Branch?
That's not a rat spin. That was burned down in 1987.
They're waiting for you.
Right.
Right. By the way, that irritates the living shit out of me. When I say something and all you have to say is, right.
But, I went in the water. I went in the water of the Jersey Ocean.
The Jersey Ocean?
Right.
Is that what you call it? Have you claimed it for Jersey?
Well, it's the ocean in Jersey, so it's a Jersey ocean.
It's the Atlantic Ocean, and it happens to be on New Jersey.
Right.
Please.
And how were you? Like, when you were younger, were you a good share?
What does this have to do with anything?
It's tying all together, fuckface.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were weaving magic. I apologize.
Were you a good share when you were younger? Like, if you had a toy or something, and you were really into it and playing it, and somebody, you know, said, "Could I play with this?" and you really didn't want to give it. I mean, were you a good share that way?
In a sense, I guess.
Okay. What happened? My kids were digging in the sand. And we actually bought them like really cool shovels that, you know, would you know, not the plastic shits, you know, something more sturdy so they could, you know, really dig good stuff and dig holes and everything. And two little kids, and I, by the way, I hate very aggressive children. I don't like children who are very forward and what. I like shy children. So they came up and they said, Can we use your shovels?
Hold on. Hey, Mayonnaise, are you listening? That's a perfect clip. He likes shy children. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
Mayonnaise?
Oh, God, Frank, you are the worst ever. You don't remember anybody. Is that true? Like, if I told you that Mayonnaise is a listener, would you know anything that he had done for you with his devotion? You wouldn't remember one fucking thing, would you?
The pictures?
What pictures?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're the worst person alive. You honestly are terrible.
So I
Trouble. He made that fucking Trouble song.
Oh yeah, Trouble. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember.
You're hideous.
I apologize.
I honestly don't like you.
I thought he was talking about Mayonnaise. I know he was referring to a person. I apologize.
I addressed him. I didn't. I'm not talking to a fucking jar of Hellmann's.
That's why I was a little off kilter.
Yeah.
So they asked to borrow my kid's shovels, and I got vehemently angry and annoyed that they had the nerve to ask to borrow my shovels to the point where when they were using them, I was giving them a dirty look the whole time.
Wait.
I was angry.
Can you...
I wanted to rip the fucking shovels from their hands and say, how dare you touch my stuff? You don't touch my stuff. This is my stuff.
Wait, they asked.
Right. And so as an adult, of course, you have to say, sure, go ahead.
How did they ask you?
Can we play with those shovels? Now, what are you supposed to say? Their parents are right next to them, and they're, you know, 10 feet away. So obviously you have to say, yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
But no one's using them. It's not like they're ripping them. They're not ripping them out of your kids' hands.
Doesn't matter. That's my stuff. That's my stuff. And the fact that they had their grubby hands all over it eat away at me the whole time. Because not only were they fucking digging holes with it, but they were taking it to the fucking water and digging holes over there, too.
Yeah, you know what? I can kind of see that. I don't have kids, so I don't have the feeling of, like, that protective thing. You know, like, where it's... I think it's stemming from you being protective of your kids, not, like, the fact that you don't want them to enjoy the shovels. It's just, like, those are your kids' things, and you're going to put your hands on them. My kids are going to touch them. Is that kind of the feeling you're...
Yeah, absolutely.
Or is it that you just don't want someone else's kids to be happy?
No, I just don't want them touching my stuff. I would never have the nerve, nor my kids have the nerve, to go up to a complete stranger and say, oh, can I play with those? Never in a million years.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of shitty. That is very shitty. It's one thing to offer if you see kids digging with their bare fucking hands, you know, but for them to come up. I would imagine if your kids went and asked somebody, you'd say, no, never mind. No, they don't get that.
I would forbid them from even doing it. I would say, no, you don't do that. And at the end of the day, they didn't want to get the fucking shovels back.
Are you kidding?
So we had to get into a little tiff.
Wait, how did it go down?
They're like, okay, I'm like, we're going to go. And I'm trying to say, you know, we're going to go now. So obviously you have to give us our shovels now, but they didn't understand that. So I practically had to rip the fucking shovels out of his fucking hands.
Now, just so we can paint the visual for everybody. Were you shirtless and shouting at these children?
What does that matter?
Did you not have?
Well, for the sake of curiosity, I was half shirtless.
Oh. Wait, what do you mean half shirtless?
You ever hear of a half shirt?
You didn't have a fucking half shirt.
All right, whatever.
You had a fucking half shirt in 2000.
No. What I did was, you ever take your shirt and pull it up from the front and then put it behind your head?
Yeah.
You pull it up from the front, then you put it behind your head so that in the back it looks like you still have a shirt on. In the front, it doesn't look like you have a shirt on. Are you aware of that? That's what I did. That was my look.
Wait, so in the front you were shirtless, but in the back you weren't.
In the front, my belly was hanging over. And in the back, you could see my fucking fur.
Like you were wearing a little cape. A fur cape.
Right.
And you did you have to physically grab them from the kids' hands?
I had to physically take them out of their hands. And I had to actually, you know.
And naturally, being kids on the beach, they took it very well, I'm sure.
No, they started crying. So then the parents hear, and then it looks like I'm fighting with their kids.
So, yeah, the parents turn around from their fucking drinks in the cup holders of their folding chairs and actually pay attention to their kid for once. And then they see a fucking fur-caped bald man gripping their child and making them cry. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak, who just got caught yelling at someone's kids. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Doing all right, buddy. How are you?
I'm actually sitting in, I would say, liberal Austin at the most conservative banquet I've ever been to.
Really?
I'm wearing a sport coat and a tie, eating a filet, drinking too much, and I thought I'd listen to the podcast out here on near the Four Seasons in Austin.
Just to take it down a notch. Nice.
Yeah, take it down. Listen to some real people. And I'm listening to Frank, and the thing about it is, I don't know that I'd have a problem with any of my kids meeting other kids by anything, but if I walked up and my kids were playing with other kids and the father of those kids was wearing a half shirt. boys. Give them toys back. We got other shit to do.
What's worse is he had like the old woman's sun hat and Crocs on too. He had a half shirt.
And he was
wearing a European cut bathing suit.
Nasty like toes he has.
And the thing was, I wanted to leave before we were going to leave, just so I can get the shovels back quicker. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to leave sooner, just so I can get my fucking stuff back.
Oh, that's what. So you cut the day of fun short.
Cut it short,
Frank. Were you wearing aqua shoes?
Of course I was.
Is that what you wear to the beach? Really?
Of course.
Why?
Really? Like,
because I'm not gonna put my fucking feet in the fucking sand, and who the fuck knows what I'm stepping on?
You know what?
By the way, Frank.
Frank, thank you for doing that, for not contaminating the beach by putting your bare foot on the fucking sand.
I thought you were going to praise me for wearing aqua shoes, and that's a very smart thing to do.
No, it's a smart thing for you not to put more toxic waste on the fucking shores by putting that fucking scum nail that you have.
The my kids are rolling sand around in the sand, getting that fungus all over them.
they come home looking like fucking swamp thing.
Right. They got like, what do they call a... They got jellyfish stings and, like, fungus all over their goddamn bodies. Like, where did this come from?
Now, Clayton, I have a question for you.
The guy we stole the shovel from.
Now, let's say, how would you feel if your child, one of your children, went over to strangers and said, may I play with something that they have?
No, but would they? Clayton, would one of your children be forward enough to do that?
I want to know how you would feel if you saw your kid doing that.
I guess it all depends. Like, if you're at the beach and you're, like, on top of each other, and if my kid walked off a ways to do that, yeah, I don't know if I would dig that, per se. But I always know where my kids are. So it's like, if I can eye the parent, like I said, if I saw him wearing a half shirt, I'd be ripping my kid back quickly. But if you know, like, when you're in a beach situation, usually you're, you know, typically right next to somebody else. I don't know that I have a problem with that. Just like if I brought stuff, if other kids would play with it, I don't know that I have a problem with it. You know, I don't know that I would. But I do understand what he's talking about, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's maybe not, like, toy shovel. I say shovels for the beach or whatever. But I do understand, like, because they're savages. And those savages teach their savage kids. They don't give a fuck about your shit. And so, like, maybe not a 5-year-old, but like a 12-year-old, maybe like his son's age. Well, I teach him, hey, what happens when you lend your shit to other people is they tear it up.
Yeah. You know what?
And they don't give a,
I think that's what it comes down to, Clayton. I really do. I think you hit it right on the head because they're not going to take care of it as well. They're not going to give a shit.
You know, maybe, like he said, let them learn that lesson at least once. You know what sucks is when, like, we used to go on vacation with my niece and there'd be kids around and she'd, you know, tag along with some of those kids. And eventually, we're in a big group. Those kids would start coming around our group. And then eventually you wouldn't see the parents and all of a sudden it's just us and this fucking stray kid. we're watching after a fucking stranger now. I can't tell you how fucking great it is to just leave someone alone with that kid. Like, if we orchestrate the move properly, you all leave one by one. The last person there is just alone with somebody's fucking strange kid.
And then all of a sudden, but then you don't feel bad leaving the kid by itself and say, hey, where's your family? We got our family. You should go fuck yourself.
Good luck, asshole.
Yeah.
All right, Clayton, thank you very much for calling in, buddy. Enjoy your conservative dinner. I really appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
No problem. Talk.
See ya. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. Yeah, fuck them. Like, it's, you know, not my kid, not my problem. Not my relative, not my fucking problem. That straight kid can do whatever the fuck he likes. Oh, you're gonna drink soda underwater and accidentally get some over-chlorinated water in your fucking soda? Oh, whatever, you know. If my niece did it, I would say something, but not that fucking animal. Hell no. Not a fucking chance. We actually had a caller here, which I thought was pretty interesting. Because this person's name was mentioned earlier in the show. And hopefully they pick up. They just called while Clayton was on the line. Oh, Jesus. This isn't going to work out. Not going to work out.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Who's this?
You called? By the way, this is DJ New Style and also Germ Freak. Germ Freak, say hello.
Hello.
Do you know who this is, Germ Freak?
I think, but I want to hear a little bit more.
Okay, why don't you give him a clue, Jimmy?
Oh,
Jimmy?
way to kill the guy.
Well, he still doesn't know. By the way, on the phone with us right now, my friend, Jimmy Rhodes, former co-host, Jimmy Rhodes. By the way, I think it was pretty funny. Jimmy, you were listening tonight? Is that right?
I am. I'm traveling in West Virginia, listening.
Wait, you're in West Virginia? What are you doing?
I'm attending a funeral.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right now, as I'm driving.
Are you driving away from... who died? May I ask who died?
One of my coworkers' fathers.
Oh, do you really...
Would you go to a fucking different state for your coworker's father, Ken?
Hold on. Not a chance. Not a chance.
That's serious, man.
Frank.
I get to expense it. So this is like a $700 bonus. Two, I'm trying to suck up because I will be unemployed at the end of this month.
Oh.
This person might be able to give me a job. Three, I actually like the person.
Yeah. I got news for you, Jimmy. I don't know that I would attend a funeral for your family if it was like several states away. If it was states away, I don't think I would.
Kenny, when you have kids, an opportunity to leave the house is a great thing.
Another father. You have two children now, Jimmy. This is something that I haven't really publicized on the show. You have two children now.
I am offspring. Yep.
Yeah. Now, we were just discussing something. Have you brought your kids to the beach yet since you've had them?
Yeah, you know, I did bring little Alexander to the Jersey Ocean. I did for a one-year photo shoot. We went to the Jersey Ocean in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I do like to thank Frank for wearing some sort of shoe apparatus. So the sand didn't turn black. That was a... appreciate it.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I don't know if you got a chance to see that driving and all, but you do
no,
see.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I understand, but you take a look at that. Like, it's honestly worse than you could imagine.
I was vomiting, just so you know. I mean, my Sour Patch Kid is my dinner tonight. Driving, we're coming up.
You are living a terrible day. Your dinner is Sour Patch Kids. You're going to a funeral that you honestly really don't have to go to. and you're listening to us.
Yeah, well, you know, it's keeping me awake. I have 37 minutes to my hotel destination, and I've been driving for 5.5 hours. So, yeah, it's been great.
So the New Jersey Ocean is what we're
calling Jersey,
it.
Yeah. I'll actually meet the New Jersey Ocean Sunday night after Little Bobby's get-together.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to go, by the way. I just want to let you know.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, I went to yours, and I ate some of the good cake. By the way, I want to. Speaking of the good cake, and your wife was the one who picked that out. That reminds me, and you of the fact that also your kids. I remember you guys posted a picture on Facebook of you, your wife, and your son Alex. This is before you had your daughter. And
okay.
I posted a comment that was 100% serious. Like, everybody, you know, the standard comments, okay? Everybody writes, you know, oh, what a great picture. I love that picture. Really cute. Great, blah, blah, blah. I like it, blah, blah. Everybody writes that. I wrote, cool jacket. And your wife wrote back, random, like that. And I thought it was a genuine... I wrote, I like Alex's jacket. I think that's what
jacket?
I wrote. Jacket.
It's random.
He was wearing a great coat. I thought it was nice. Your wife wrote random, and I thought she was upset.
So by her saying random, it's what you're saying is you should have commented on the kid itself.
I think that's what I'm getting at. Like, I'm wondering because, like, obviously I liked the picture if I paid enough attention to notice the jacket your kid was wearing.
And you're usually not somebody who comments on other children.
I don't. I only comment when I mean it. Okay? So I commented on it, and I said, nice jacket. She writes, random. Now, I was wondering, because she thanked other people for, like, you know, saying how good the picture was.
You didn't get a thank you, did you?
I didn't get a thank you for appreciating the jacket that you guys probably picked out.
And it was probably expensive.
It was probably an expensive jacket, too, I gotta say. It looked very nice. I didn't get a thank you for it. I got a random, like I'm some kind of weirdo. I demand an apology.
I apologize on behalf of my wife.
Okay.
I do not know what jacket you're referring to, but my wife, it was expensive.
To be fair, it was a nice brown jacket. And honestly...
Oh, it's just Ken.
Yeah. Ken. My first thought was, I wonder if they have that in an adult size. We're losing him. But anyway, I hope you have a safe trip to go see the fucking stiff. And when you go have your meal afterwards, I hope it's tasty, Jimmy. And say hello to everybody for me. And try to get a real apology out of your wife, because I'm genuinely hurt and scarred that my insightful comment wasn't met with more praise. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Oh, you're still there. I thought you hung up. That's why I was being shitty.
No, I'm in West Virginia, and you go in and out of mountains.
That's true.
I was saying that lovely jacket was $70.
Jesus Christ.
A fucking jacket you wore two times.
$70.
We bought that before he was even born.
Oh, my God. And he wore it twice.
It was ridiculous. Two times. When the fuck do you bring a kid out of the fucking winter to... Hang around in jackets.
And you know what?
Now you gotta bundle up.
Now you can't even reuse it because you had a daughter next. Like, you can't we'll get it on the next.
I'm putting her in all his clothing.
Oh, yeah? Is that what you're gonna do?
Fuck that. She's gonna be a tomboy. I'm gonna be unemployed, man. I can't afford new clothing.
Yeah, that cake that you guys had, which was for your son's first birthday, was that what it was? Or was it his, it was his first birthday?
Yeah, his son's first birthday, yeah.
Yeah. Frank, this cake was shaped like a baseball hat, like the fucking Ace of Cakes or Buddy, whatever the fuck his name is in Hoboken, Buddy the Italian jerk.
Buddy Velastro or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is, but he got this cake. It was half Phillies, half Yankees, and it was literally like 3 feet tall.
How much did that set you back?
I think that was like $190. Fucking my wedding cake was from the same place. Was $250. Spent $190 on a baseball hat. It came with cupcakes. You got cupcakes.
Yeah, there were about.
That was a selling factor. There was cupcakes.
It wasn't really a gigantic cake. So the slices were being rationed. So you weren't like, it was more for the kids, but God damn it if I didn't get two slices of that fucking hat cake. I got to tell you, I got two slices of that fucking hat cake. Somebody missed out.
You know who missed out? The fucker that paid for it. You know what I got? I got a lick freaking frosting off my son's smash cake that cost me $7. That was my cake. Some frosting on my finger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, did you enjoy it, Frank? Or Jimmy?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Well, how you have 20 minutes to go? How long have you been driving?
No, 31 minutes. I left at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, Jesus. And by the way, Frank, I was texting Jimmy because he was listening. You've been listening to our show you just picked it up again. You started listening again for the last few episodes. And I got a text out of the blue. It's like, God, I wish I could listen to you because I have like 5 hours to drive and nothing good to hear. And I'm like, well, why don't you just download it? And then he's like, hold on, I'll set up my iPad. And I'm thinking he's in his kitchen getting ready to leave. And I'm like, oh, yeah, just download this app and go to this URL. He's like, dude, I can't type that. I'm driving. He wired up his fucking MiFi, his iPad, his fucking BlackBerry. You have all this shit just spread all over your fucking front seat.
That's dedication.
If he gets pulled over, we'll never see him again.
Yeah, I got a laptop open, too. Just
what do you...
I wasn't fucking around. If the iPad didn't work, I had the laptop as a backup.
Jesus.
I think it's on my lap.
Yeah, we do want to see you again, Jimmy. It's been way too long. I don't think you've ever met Frank. You've never met Frank, right?
No.
He used to come on Pal Talk back in the day, didn't you, once in a while?
Oh, yeah, every now and then you did come on. I remember that. But, you know, Pal Talk's over with. Pal Talk is done. Anyway, Jimmy, I'm going to let you go, buddy. Great hearing from you.
All right.
And thank you very much for tuning in. And once again, authentic apologies from your wife would be greatly appreciated because I put my all into that comment. Well, I wasn't trying to be random. I wanted that jacket in an adult size. I literally thought, what if I could shrink myself? I could wear that.
You know what? I'll pour water on it. It'll grow.
Yes. Thank you, Jimmy. Really appreciate it, buddy. Good hearing from you.
Later.
See you, bud. That's Jimmy Rhodes. He's been with this show since inception. Since inception, Frank. How long have you been on this show?
I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. You peaked in 2007. You know what hasn't peaked yet, Frank? You know what has not peaked yet?
What?
I see you too. ICU the number 2.com. It's internet conferencing, video conferencing. It's chat. Come on, buddy. Go out there. Download it. It's free to try. You have a computer, right? Mm-hmm. How many do you have?
I got 3 laptops and 2 desktops.
Well, you know what, Frank? 3 laptops, 2 desktops. I'm doing quick math here, but that's 5 times that you could try ICU 2 and chat with yourself 5 times simultaneously. You could see yourself while chatting with yourself. It's amazing. ICU, the number 2.com. Just give it a whirl. Come on. ICU 2. Great supporters of ours, Frank. Great supporters of ours. I sense a little bit of an edginess with you, Frank. Are you unsure if we had a good show today?
Well, I'm sure you're going to find out. So.
Well, I mean, I would trust your opinion.
I think it started off a little rocky, but I think it flowed in the middle.
So you think in the it ended poorly? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I'm saying it went up and up.
I don't believe you. I need a professional's opinion. We do this every time. I'm expecting something different. Something different. Uh-oh. Did they just kind of anticipate this now? why don't we just do it ourselves? Do you want to be him, or should I be him?
I'll be him.
Okay. You have to answer the phone then.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Do we have a good show tonight?
What?
Do we have a good show tonight? No or yes?
Show?
Wrong answer. You know what? I'm very upset.
Well, isn't there any other place that you can call?
You know, I do need an opinion. I do need an opinion. Hold on. I mean, there's only a certain type of worker that knows how to judge a show. You know what I'm saying, Frank? Mm-hmm. There's a certain training program. I got it. Okay, I'm sorry to do this. I just need to know. I can't wait for everybody to download it. Okay? I can't. So... they gotta ask the professionals. Don't do me like this, guys.
Well, McDonald's, how can I help you?
Hi, I just wanted to know, did we have a good show tonight?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did we have a good show tonight, yes or no?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
Oh, did we have a good show tonight, yes or no?
Big show?
Do you have any Spaniards that work there?
No.
Okay, then I need you to do me a favor and answer this question. There are two answers. There's a yes or a no. Did we have a good show tonight?
I don't know what the answer to that because I don't know who you are.
Do you have a coin?
Who are you?
My name is Michael.
Okay, and... What's the point of this whole conversation?
I'm asking you if we had a good show tonight. Yes or no?
Well, considering this is McDonald's and there's no shows, I really can't answer that question.
But you seem to every week. You know, honestly, there's not a whole lot riding on this. You really could just pick one. Did he hang up? I'm going to say that's a yes. I'm honestly going to say that's a yes.
You want to try the first
guy
one more time?
I just want to call this guy one more time.
The same guy? Or
I got to let him know something. It's busy. What do you think? He took the phone off the hook? Oh, hold on. I just want to let him know something. Not being rude or anything like that. I just want to...
Well, McDonald's, how can I help you?
I just wanted to let you know that I decided that was a yes. You hanging up on me meant yes. Okay?
If I knew how to understand what you were talking about and why I'm being asked this, I could probably answer the questions, but I don't understand what you're asking.
Well, I just need an outsider's opinion. Because I'm a little bit too close to the project. So I wanted to know if what we did tonight was good or not. Yes or no. So I'm just going to assume that, you know, it's like, forget about it. Hang up the phone. So obviously it's good. Right?
Are you talking about the people coming in to install all the stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Is everything up to snuff, though? It's all good, right?
Yeah, they're almost done.
When are they going to be out of there?
You guys will be out of here around, like, what? Yeah. About 12:30.
No, that's bullshit, because they said 11:30. We got another job to do at the Taco Bell.
Hold on. You guys have another job to do at Taco Bell? Yeah, they don't know what you're talking about.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. Okay, they're getting out of there, what, 12:30?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll, you know what? They'll hear from me. They're coming back anyhow. Not okay. Like they're gonna quit. This is bullshit. But they're doing good work, you said?
Yeah.
What are they working on right now?
They're installing all the computers. They're turning it on and making sure that it works and doing whatever they need to do.
Oh, they're turning them on this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't turn them on at the last place. I'm telling you, you got to train. We got to train these people better. I apologize. They've been okay?
Yeah.
You didn't give them any food, did you?
No.
Why not?
Because there's no food.
Tell that guy to shut his fucking mouth right now. Tell he's acting unprofessional. Tell him to shut the fuck up. Hello?
Hello?
Bunch of horse shit, if you ask me. Ah, yeah. Young. Oh, well. Anyway, I think we got
We should cut our losses.
I think we got a yes. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Frank, I got to say, great job. Great job. Jimmy, don't crash. Do not crash. Don't die. It was a good show. It's been confirmed. Hopefully every show will be this good. Tune in every week. DJNewStyleShow.com. I just found out today that iPhones, iPads, and other iOS devices, you just go right to our Shoutcast stream. In mobile Safari, it loads it up. Piece of goddamn cake. So, if you're on the road like Jimmy, hearustalk.com/stream. You can listen live. How about that? If you liked it, tell your friends. And, yeah, there's a lot of shit. I don't want to give you too much shit. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
No.
Really? You sure about that?
Yeah.
Fuck this. Thank you.